are extremely fired up. Why? Because every day is Saturday. Hey, welcome to the Every Day is Saturday show. My name is Sam Crowley, massive transition expert, helping you go from Monday to Saturday. Monday is feeling the pain. Saturday is doing what you absolutely love to do. Most people are broke, miserable, sniper, toxic attitude. You've got to eliminate them out of your life. Pay them no energy, and you will rise to Saturday faster than you ever imagined. That's the topic of today's show. And isn't that something? First of all, let me back up. If you're not receiving emails from me or correspondence on a regular basis, you're out of your mind. You got to get over to everydayissaturday.com. Put your name and email in right now. Pause this podcast. Go to everydayissaturday.com. Put your name and email in. I'm going to send you the Every Day is Saturday CD, downloadable at no charge. And more importantly, you will be plugged into the number one personal development network on the internet right now. The only guy that can take you from Monday to Saturday. The only person that can take you from Monday to Saturday. Hey, on today's show, I want to talk to you about some of the questions I answered on our last teleseminar that strictly for members of the Every Day Saturday community. You want to find out how to be a member of the Every Day Saturday community. We'll give you a free 30-day trial. And I will send you 6 days of Saturday, 6 digitally mastered CDs with a 35-page companion workbook for free. How's that? Oh, what's the catch? What's the catch there, Crowley? Here's the catch. Do you have a pulse? Great. Can you fog a mirror? Excellent. Those are the only two requirements. And the most important one, you actually have to have a dream. If you're one of these people with a sniper attitude that stand alongside the parade route looking at everybody else go by and thinking, I could do that. Who do they think they are? Blah, 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 blah. It ain't you, man. You got to watch soap operas and plug into some other reality TV shows for the rest of your life, because this isn't the show for you. This is where we actually do something with our lives. If you want to get to Saturday, however, plug into our message. We'll give you the free 30-day trial and a membership site. All you got to do is go to 6daystosaturday.com/special. 6daystosaturday.com/special. And I'll mail you the CDs for the cost of shipping and handling, along with the 35-page companion workbook. If you don't have a pulse, if you can't fog a mirror, and you don't have a dream, go watch a reality show. All right? So here we go. I'm going to answer some questions that had come in through our last teleseminar, and it does have to do with how to stay motivated, how to eliminate those toxic attitudes out of your life. So here we go. I'm just going to fire them right out there, because I'm all about quality content on the Everyday Saturday show. First person asked this question, Sam, how do you continue to stay motivated if the people closest to you are not supportive of your desire to break out of an institutionalized and mediocre life? I don't want to take my loved ones with me and ride the rainbow. Well, let me back up, okay? How do you continue to stay motivated if people around you are not supportive? Well, get used to that, okay? Because some of the people that are closest to you don't think the same way you do. Think about that every single day. Just look around you. Go to the grocery store. Go walk through the mall. Just get into your car and go drive through some traffic. You'll see some of the most miserable looks on people's faces. I have no idea why. They actually woke up today. Some of them might be disappointed that they woke up today. And I understand we all have a cross to bear. Every day is not perfect. Every day is not Saturday in everybody's lives. Look, if you want to talk about somebody who's got challenges and adversity, I do. But the difference between how I deal with adversity and I deal with challenges is I just blow through them, man. I got no time to give those the energy that they deserve. If it's true adversity, I mean, we're talking about life, okay? I can't think of anything more than if you've been diagnosed with a terminally ill disease or something along those lines. Yeah, that's serious stuff. If you're upset because somebody looked at you wrong at the water cooler, get over it, man. Move on. So how do you continue to stay away from those individuals who can't seem to distinguish in their life what a true tragedy is and what's just looking for apathy? You know, the victim, right? Everybody wants to be a victim because it draws attention to themselves. They feel better about themselves. But truth of the matter is, it's like junk food, you know? It feels good going down. Somebody says, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. I'm sorry your leg hurts, your arm hurts, you have a headache for the, you know, 45th day in a row, and somebody looked at you wrong, and I know, you know, it's just things aren't going right. You know, that's, don't give that any time, right? 90% of the people don't care about your problems. 10% are glad you have them. Get over that part, all right? Now, as far as cutting away from people, you got to do that, and you got to do that yesterday. All right, Lord knows I've had my share of toxic individuals in my life. people that had no idea they were sabotaging my dream. And I was going on a track to be a motivational speaker, launch a huge personal development website, and a movement around the world. I don't know if you've been paying attention the past week online. If you Google Sam Crowley, all you'll see is everything about 6 Days of Saturday, our latest program out there. Why? Because I didn't listen to anybody. What are you going to do? You're doing what? You're doing a program. What's it called? Monday and Saturday? I don't understand. What do you mean every day Saturday? I got a job. I got to work by the hour. I don't understand that. How do you buy apartments? What are you talking about? You must be rich because you have real estate. Look, people that don't have a clue, they're never going to have a clue. Why you would give anybody any energy that has no clue in life is beyond me. You are wasting your time. You have 86,400 seconds in a day. I was going to answer just two questions today. I might not even get to the second question because I'm so passionate. People's dreams get taken out every day because they listen to morons that don't have a clue. Somebody will sit in a forum all day long and critique somebody else that's actually doing something and living the life they love. And people say, hey, did you see what somebody said in a forum? Get over it, man. Why do you give that stuff any energy at all? It's not worth your time. Why don't you plug into this show and other people that are actually doing something with their life and say, hey, did you hear what Sam Crowley had to say today? Why don't you try that? Hey, did you read the story of Michael Dell or Jeff Bezos or Oprah Winfrey or Warren Buffett or any of the other hundreds and thousands of people out there that have actually made a difference with their life? Plug into that, man. That's called personal development. Go over to iTunes. Go browser. It has its own browser in iTunes. Put in motivation. Oh, by the way, you'll see this show in the top 10 for motivational podcasts. Free! No charge. Plug into Zig Ziglar, man. Plug into some of this stuff. I'm listening to an audiobook from Zig called Better Than Good. Love Zig's Southern drawl, man. How you doing, Zig? I'm doing better than good. You know, this guy's the same way. You know, what is he, 70, 80 years old? I mean, he's been broke, he's been up, he's been down, but all of these people, myself included, singing off the same sheet of paper. Eliminate negative people in your life. I tell the story when I was driving around one day in Cincinnati a few years ago, and I got a call. I sent it right to voicemail. I hit the ignore button because I did not want to take a call from this person because all they wanted to do was complain and moan about what was going on with their day. Sales are down. I don't know what's going on. My boss is yelling at me. Blah, 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 right? And I thought, you know, if I'm sending that person to a voicemail and just hitting the ignore button, why would I even take the call? Why would I have them in my inner circle? I mean, I only get so much time in a day, and I need to value every minute. It's so critical. The time I'm investing right now into this podcast, I can't get this time back. And I love it. I view this as an opportunity to pay it forward, to help people understand where I was a few years ago. I was the guy living in an institution. I felt like I was in a horrible mental institution with people that were just lemmings wearing $1,000 suits getting ordered around. None of them would ever admit it. How you doing? I talked to some of them now. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. Oh, never better. Really? Your stock's at 40% of what it was 3 years ago. You're fat. You're overweight. You're stressed out. You got more wrinkles on your eyes than you had 4 years ago. You're never seeing your family. You're losing your hair. And you're miserable. Your credit cards are maxed out. You're getting up at 5 in the morning, getting home at 8 at night. You're missing every important event with your family that you'll never get back. And you're happy? Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. Please be real with yourself. Be honest with yourself. And I'm telling you, be honest with yourself as well. You know, if you're not where you want to be, why is it? Well, look around you and ask what these people are doing for you and what are these people doing to you. When I eliminated over 50 names and numbers out of my cell phone a few years ago, that was a symbol. It wasn't anything. Look, I could have still taken their call when it came up. It was more symbolized than anything else to me that I'm moving on. I'm moving past these individuals. They can continue to be negative. They can continue to boo-hoo. They can continue to complain about their weight, their nutrition, their relationships, their finances, and do absolutely nothing about it. And ask these people, you know, flat out, hey, do you want a solution to your problem or you just want somebody to complain to? Because if you don't want a solution, I really can't help you. I can give you one idea and move on. But you got to move away from that mentality. It will drag you down like quicksand. Trust me when I tell you. When I finally eliminated that one day where I said, no more, I'm not taking any more of these types of phone calls. Now it's even worse. I'm way off the charts, man. I give no energy to anything. I can filter and mentally. I can filter online the messages that come in via email, via the web page. I forward everything to my assistants and outsource everything. Only the people that I want to hear from, I actually get a message from. And you can do that as well. Only the people that you truly want to hear from. Why don't you change your cell phone number? Well, I can't do that in case there's an emergency. Oh, really? Why don't you disconnect your current cell phone number so nobody has it? Send an email to the people you feel need to be able to get a hold of you and draw your line in the sand and say, no more. I'm not going to be around mediocre individuals. And again, I'm going to always preface my comments by saying there are people that have real problems. I'm reading a phenomenal book called Chasing Daylight by Eugene O'Kelly, a gentleman who was diagnosed with brain cancer in May of 2005, died in September of 2005, and he chronicled those few months that he had left when he thought everything was so important, okay? Phenomenal book, Chasing Daylight. I highly, highly recommend it if you want to put life in perspective and you want to chase your daylight, all right? Phenomenal book. So think about that. There are individuals, for example, I mentioned being overweight. There are people with a disease, an issue that causes them not to be able to lose weight as quickly or as fast as other people can. And it is a real life health issue. I get that part. What I'm saying is out of 10 individuals that complain about how lethargic they are, how they can't fit into their old clothes anymore, most of them don't have that condition I just described. Most of them had the condition called procrastination, woe is me, apathy, all the other things. They can very easily get out their door in the morning a half hour early and go for a walk around the neighborhood. But they don't. They don't. They'd rather complain about how they don't feel good and they're not healthy versus actually doing something about it. Those are the people you want to stay around. Do you think you're going to stay motivated if you're around those individuals? Or would you feel motivated? If you listen to a podcast I created 3 weeks ago or so, I plugged into a guy in Orlando who's a mad scientist when it comes to fitness. I'm 4 weeks into this dude's program, down 11 pounds now, feel better than I have in the past 15 years. I mean, and I'm on my way to being down 20 pounds. I don't think I really needed to lose it, but now I know I needed to lose it. Looking at me, you wouldn't think I did. Now I know I had to, and I feel great, and all I had to do, this is all I had to do. I had to commit to 40 minutes out of my day and follow this guy's exercise. It's not heavy lifting. It's not crazy. I'm not running hotel stairs at 5 in the morning or running the bleachers at the local high school stadium. It's nothing like that. It's disciplined diet, nutrition, and exercise. And now I feel awesome. It's incredible. The same thing with business. Discipline, daily, consistent, focused activity in my business starting 4 years ago when I said no thank you to mediocrity, no thank you to being a corporate slave, no thank you to limiting beliefs, no thank you to everybody that wanted to hang out at the bar and talk about how bad life was, no thank you anymore. That's what we do at Every Day is Saturday. We go through massive transition, and it's all about the discipline that you put in your life with the people that you surround yourself with. Are you going to make that choice? Are you going to say, I'm cutting it out, man. I'm performing surgery on all my relationships. Goodbye. No thank you. See you later. Or are you going to continue to be an enabler and say, well, you know, they're not that bad. I guess when you weigh the positive with the negative, you know, they were there for me when I had my surgery. They brought me dinner. Look, anybody would have brought you dinner during surgery. I mean, most of the things that you think people do that are awesome aren't far and above that really that awesome. What they're doing to you is far worse than the benefit that they're bringing into your life. So that's all I got. I got one question. I was going to answer two. That's all I got. I'll answer the second one some other time. Or you can plug into the Every Day is Saturday community at no charge for 30 days, and I will send you 6 days of Saturday free charge to your mailbox anywhere around the world. Go to sixdaysofsaturday.com/special. That's the question. How do you stay motivated if people around you are not supportive? You go find a new group of individuals that are supportive, and I can tell you 600 of them right now are in our membership site waiting for you to tell them what your Saturday is. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com. I believe in you. I believe in your dream, and I believe that you are a motivated, inspired, phenomenal champion. Have the best day ever. Fired up.